everybody. Welcome to Radio Labyrinth. This is season 7, episode 1. It is January 2022. Can't freaking believe that, huh? And just like, what was the last episode of the year, which we recorded before Christmas, and I think it came out on, no, when it was after Christmas, came out on New Year's Day. I'm still not feeling well, still under the weather, and I'm COVID positive. I don't know if I'm feeling it.
It's been, am I going to get it?
Not through the microphone. Not through the microphone. They can get it through 5G. Are you connected to 5G?
Probably. It spreads so easy, though. You know,
you
step back from the microphone a little bit so it doesn't get on you.
Delayed reaction. So anyway, we are here and we're back and we're going to be doing a whole bunch of fun stuff this year. Welcome Autumn Fisher back to the show. She's going to be a semi-regular.
Hi.
Hey, yay!
Oh, thanks.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh yeah, we're excited.
Oh, I am. I'm excited. A lot of voices that you do that you don't get to share with us on the Von Hessler Doctrine. Even though we did, for some reason, did an entire segment today on the show, which is we record on Wednesday nights, and this is Wednesday, January 5th. But we did do like a half hour segment talking about pop culture, which was kind of strange, but I loved it. So there you go.
Me too. It's nice when we get a little room.
To
stretch our legs.
That's right. Stretch our voice boxes and legs. So, like I said, this is episode 1, season 7, and Happy New Year, even though I had 8,000 fucking times. Hope everybody had a good New Year's Eve. I stayed home and went to bed, I think, right after midnight, as I'm wont to do. And the fireworks kept going off, I think, till about 4 in the morning. So if you live in a state where fireworks are legal, any excuse. Christmas Eve is a big fireworks. Christmas Day. For some reason, on January 3rd, somebody lit off one of those mortars right behind my house. It's January 3rd.
I wonder why. Was it just left over?
I think they were left over.
Yeah, got to get rid of it and do something with it. Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do? Wait for Valentine's Day? What's the
National Potato Week?
Yeah. What is the next big holiday?
We Epiphany is tomorrow.
I don't know. What's Epiphany? Is that religious?
I don't know. It's probably some Catholic.
It's a Catholic thing.
Yeah. I'm Catholic. Jeff, you're Catholic. Why didn't you know?
Sorry. I'm a terrible Catholic.
Jeff's mom thought I was a bad Catholic, and she was right. I was a bad Catholic. What do you expect? I'm not good at it. I'm not good at Catholicing.
New Year's Eve, I just stayed up until the Miley nip slip, and then I cleaned up, and then I went to bed.
You knew it was happening. You knew it was going to happen. You edged until you saw the.
Yeah, nip. You're like, come on, I know it's
edging to the nipple. That's going to be my biography.
Edging into the new year.
Pete Davidson sent him over the edge.
Pete Davidson. I tried working on a Pete Davidson impression. It is not easy to do. I cannot do it. I keep trying.
It's like how.
Yeah, because he kind of swallows what he's talking about, you know, and he does a really animated version of his own voice on that show, The Freak Brothers, which is really good.
Huh.
But
I think yours is struggling with its like New York City-ness. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it's Staten Island. It's not New York City.
Yeah.
So it doesn't got all this stuff going on.
Yeah. And you're also doing it with your like, I can never do the thing that you do.
The nasal thing.
Yeah, the ham hoagie.
Yeah, that. And I've been trying to work on a couple more impressions. They're tough. I want to get Tom Hanks. I'm not even going to try it because it's not easy to do.
You could do like 80s, 90s Tom Hanks.
You could do the got COVID Tom Hanks.
What's the got COVID Tom Hanks?
You.
That's how it'd be everybody. The got COVID everybody. The other day I was, you know, I didn't feel well. So I was laying down on a couch and I just started trying to do Woody Harrelson again. It's not the easiest voice to do because see, I'm workshopping it right now.
Yeah. You sound like his, hustler guy. What's his name?
Well, there's a
Larry Flint.
Larry Flint, but there's a lot going on when you're doing him because it's tough to get in and out of voice because you got the lower jaw and that's not moving. And then you're doing the thing through the nose and he doesn't always do that. And, you know, sometimes it's just, you see, it's tough. So I got to work on it.
But listen to him on Smartless. He was just on there.
Smartless?
Yeah, the Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, Sean Hayes podcast.
So I'm writing that down. Smartless, Woody Harrelson.
Even going back and watching those...
Hunger Games.
Yes, thank you. Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Because he's real Woody Harrelson in those two.
Oh, he's real Woody Harrelson on that show, The Freak Brothers, too.
Oh, I didn't know he was on that.
Yeah, he plays like the guy with the mustache.
I'm not paying attention to that show.
Really. I like that show. I just
downloaded Tubi, but I didn't find it yet.
Yeah, they're weird. They don't put their. I mean, everything's just thrown in there.
Yeah.
There's that
Tubi. What a stupid name.
I know, but they have a lot of great stuff on there. Especially,
it sounds like a bad prostitute.
Tubi.
Like a contraceptive.
You should have heard Jason Bateman talking about Tubi. He was like, "Do I have Tubi? Where can I get Tubi?
Really?
Tubi? Yeah."
I love it, man. What was a movie I watched? There was a movie on there that I watched the other day about Gilligan's Island being a metaphor for post-apocalyptic nuclear fallout world, and how everybody needed to be communists. So it's really, it's fun. And you find all that old TV shows that I think I mentioned it. Maybe before New Year's, that they have the show Sanford on there, which is the second spinoff of Sanford and Son. And it's just Sanford and Son with Rollo and a big fat white guy instead of Lamont. So I forget the actor's name, or I would have said his name.
Desmond Wilson.
No, I know Damon Wilson.
Oh, Damon Wilson.
Damon Wilson, who is a local guy. I think, didn't they have him on a local show? Didn't they have him? I don't know. We'll figure it out. But anyway, all sorts of fun stuff getting caught up. We're going to talk about the Book of Boba Fett a little bit tonight. We're also going to talk about the Matrix Resurrection, the most unnecessary sequel in the history of fucking sequels. It's like they caught him while he was making a John Wick movie. And he said, can you go over and do this? He's like, yeah, okay.
He's such a nice guy. He's like, okay.
Yeah, I'll do it. But I, you know, he's donating most of his salary. I think 75% of his salary is donating to a charity, which I thought
he is an angel.
He is.
Yeah. I didn't know that he was like just so amazing.
Yeah.
I forget why. Does he like live in a tiny place? Like he lives in a normal house and he
lives in a tiny house.
Woman for a long time and
yeah, his lady looks money. His lady doesn't look like the type of lady that's dating a movie star.
Like yeah, she just looks like a normal woman. Like
a regular lady.
She was like a librarian. Yeah,
she didn't look like Winona Ryder.
No. Ugh. No.
Is she well?
I don't know. She's well enough to do Stranger Things, right?
Yeah.
I guess she's well enough to be insured by a company, but
yeah.
I don't know. She just seems unwell.
Yeah. I don't know if that's a good metric for mental health or not, but yeah.
Be on that show.
Yeah, you can be insured enough to be on a film.
Well, because so many places stopped insuring people that were like Lindsay Lohan and Robert Downey Jr.
She was in a semi-porno film with that guy, what's his name, James Dean.
She was?
Yeah, you didn't hear about that movie? What was that called? Lindsay Lohan and James Dean. I watched it. It wasn't very good. But
Lindsay Lohan and James Dean?
Yeah.
Oh,
he got canceled.
Yeah,
not the 50s James Dean. He did. That's shocking to me that he would get canceled. Why? Because he was a little rough.
Yeah, probably because there was some like looser consent, no pun intended, looser consent. And then part of his sexual activity is all about like abuse, but consensual abuse. And then
first kind of.
He definitely went to the Max Hardcore school of porn stars.
Yeah, Rocco Siffredi school.
Yeah.
Ew, come on, baby. There's that ad on WSB that's like, every time I hear that, I say, come on, baby.
Yeah. The name of the movie is The Canyons, and it was a 2013 film directed by Paul Schrader and written by Bret Easton Ellis. Now, Paul Schrader. He's a screenwriter and a director, but he wrote the screenplay for Taxi Driver, Raging Bull, but he also made this piece of shit. I like Bret Easton Ellis. He's done some interesting stuff, but this movie was hot garbage. It's just really crappy. Lindsay Lohan and James Dean. Terrible film.
Okay.
But, you know, a lot
that's no surprise.
A lot of N in it.
What's N?
Nudity.
N.
Oh.
When we were kids, we were in college, I guess. Maybe that's where that came from. If anything had nudity in it, it has N in it. We're going to watch. Or it had pausability. had a good pausability.
Right, oh, because you're pausing it. That's clever.
You looked for movies that had N and SC.
SSC, strong sexual.
SSC, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, I look for movies that have smoking in it.
I know, today. Contains images of people smoking. Well, who cares? Yeah,
like, great. Yeah. Who gives a shit?
Tobacco use.
Yeah, it's smoking, isn't it? You know,
there are some movies and some shows that have great smokers. So I always loved watching Carrie Bradshaw on Sex and the City smoke. She was a great smoker. And who? So was Sarah Jessica Parker.
Oh, yeah.
On Sex and the City. Uh-huh. She was such a great, she just looked great smoking. And then Sandra Bullock in 28 Days.
28 Days, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I was worried I was going to say the other one that was the zombie movie.
Not the zombie one.
Yeah. She's a great smoker in that movie, too. There's just certain people that have great smoke.
Mad Men. Mad Men was always.
They weren't really smoking, though, were they? It was something.
Yeah. Mad Men, they smoked clove cigarettes or something.
Yeah. Cloves or like some smokable cabbage they use.
Everyone. Yeah, I thought that was so gross.
Everyone in, what is that movie? The
Let It Be.
No, well, yeah, that for sure. But no, the Desi Arnaz movie.
Oh, yeah. Being the Ricardos.
Yeah, being the Ricardos. They just smoked the entire time. And
Can you imagine?
No, I can. No wonder they all died of cancer. She was 7. I thought she was 100 years old. Okay. I was looking. She died in 1989. She was 77 years old. And I thought she was a lot older than that because she had done so many TV shows and she'd been in so many films. But Nicole Kidman nailed her voice perfect.
Oh, but I heard that she didn't do a great job portraying her.
No, not really.
Sarah, she can't move her face.
No, she couldn't. She was frozen the whole time.
Yeah, she has a completely frozen face.
I will say, though, because we're not going to really talk about that an awful lot, and I wasn't going to watch it, but I ended up enjoying, especially J.K. Simmons was in it. He played Fred.
Yeah. That's a perfect.
I don't know the actor's name.
He was the best part.
Yeah.
I always call him Hank Mardukas, because he was in a movie. I think it was I Love You, Man. He plays the dad, and he talks about how his best friend is his other son, not the son, like not Paul Rudd, the son.
Right.
He says his best friend is his son, and Hank Mardukas.
Robbie is your other best friend.
Correct. And Hank Mardukas.
Okay. And so I've always just called that actor Hank Mardukas ever since.
I always call him Schillinger because he's Ray Schillinger. Hey, fish.
That's a good impression of him.
Yeah.
I think that's all I can do. Hey, fish.
It's good, though. You should do that one where he's screaming at that kid to drum better or whatever the fuck. Yeah.
With the electric drum better, I'm going to rape you.
But it'll be good for you. You'll love me afterwards because I pushed you.
Yeah, I'll push you into rape.
That's good.
We are farmers. Rapey dapey. Rape, rape, rape. The only kind of rape that's funny is prison rape. All right. Did everybody watch The Book of Boba Fett?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Well, let me tell you that I had mixed reviews of this. I certainly don't like it as much as I like The Mandalorian.
You watch episode 2?
I have not watched episode 2 yet.
I'm going to watch episode 2.
All right, I'll watch episode 2 after this. Episode 1, I enjoyed somewhat. I like how they used Patton Oswalt. That had to have been Patton
Oswalt. That was cool.
He doesn't get a writing credit. And on Twitter, he thanked them and showed the side-by-side clip.
Yes,
doing the filibuster.
Then he wrote a long apology on a legal pad and had someone take a picture of him apologizing.
What a bunch of bullshit. He fucking did a show with Dave Chappelle. Ooh.
Yeah, well, God forbid.
The thing that's bullshit about it is his long apology. And here's a picture of me writing it. I'm so sorry. He was a friend of mine and blah, 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 blah. But here I am doing a staged. I'm writing it out in longhand on a legal pad. And then I'm going to put that on Instagram with my headphone. Fuck him. But anyway, I mean, he wrote this cool. He did this cool thing. It was on Community, right?
Yeah.
No, it was Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec. Parks and Rec.
Yeah. Okay. Talking about Boba Fett crawling out of the Sarlacc pit. And you saw that. I mean, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, that was really neat.
But the show has a great cast. I can't say his name. Temuera, is that how you say it?
Temuera Morrison, yeah.
Temuera Morrison is Boba Fett. Really good. He's in the back to tank getting the juice or whatever. Jennifer Beals from Flashdance and the old word. She's in it as Garza Fwip. Matt, well, these names are stupid. Matt Berry's in it as
AT-AT. Matt Berry.
Yes, as a droid. That was a good Matt Berry.
Thank you, Tim.
Yes. George Lucas is in it. I didn't catch that. Who does he play?
He plays a Wampa.
He plays a Wampa? No, he doesn't.
He plays the owner of a 50s diner.
What the fuck is that?
Oh my God.
Dexter Jexter, is that guy's name?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing? Hey. I know where all the secret stars are. And Ming-Na Wen.
Don't forget David Pasquese.
Yeah, who is he?
He's the mayor's guy that comes to.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. He's the mayor of this town.
That's right. Cool premise. I hope it ends up being good. I mean, you guys say the second episode is good, so I'll check
it out. Yeah, it really opens up. And
it does.
Is it on Disney?
Yeah.
Okay.
New ones every Wednesday.
If I wasn't stealing it myself, I would share my password with you.
Oh, with who? Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I have it. I got kids. They'd be watching Disney.
Yeah, they'd be watching Disney.
They'd be all up in Disney's eggs.
They make fun of it a lot. They make fun of anything with, hey, it's Boba Fett. Oh my God, he was in the Empire Strikes Back. Yeah. What are those guys? Red Letter Media.
Red Letter Media.
Yeah. But
yeah.
I really like Mandalorian was great.
Half from the bag.
Yes. But the Mandalorian was a Western. So.
Well,
they don't make fun of Boba Fett. They make fun of the fan service.
Yes.
And the fan boys that freak out about seeing the Millennium Falcons.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Millennium Falcon! I didn't care for the fact that he just constantly takes his helmet off, but I got to keep reminding myself that he's not a Mandalorian.
Yeah, he's not a real Mandalorian.
Yeah, he just uses the armor as a status
symbol. And he was kind of trained a little by the Mandalorians, but he's not a full Mandalorian.
So he's trained more by sand people at this point.
Yeah, now he's trained by sand people. It takes sand people peyote.
Yeah.
Oh, he does? Is this all happening in the first season?
Yes.
Yeah, in the second episode.
Oh, yeah,
it takes him more than less. You see what I mean?
Cool. I'll watch it.
I love it in the Sarlacc pit. There's all these stormtroopers in there just digested in the first episode. All right. So that's a thumbs up from all of us, I guess. Mm-hmm. I hope it's a good season. I think it's going to lead into, what's it going to lead into? Is it going to lead into the Obi-Wan Kenobi series?
That or Mandalorian season 3.
Yeah, Mandalorian.
Where does this take place in the timeline?
Oh,
I know it's on Tatooine.
Right after.
So this is after Return of the Jedi.
It's like same time as Mandalorian.
Okay. But
it flashes back to
Return of the Jedi.
Right after Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
So we're going to see what are we going to see Obi-Wan doing? If it morphs into Obi-Wan.
That's my question. It won't be the Obi-Wan thing because the Obi-Wan will have to be taking place way before this.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because there is an Obi-Wan series coming out, but it takes place before this. And then my next question is, before we move on to the next, to the Matrix, I want to know what is Grogu? I mean, Luke got Grogu at the end of The Mandalorian season 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
Runs away.
To take him to train him. Yeah,
but where is Grogu and all these awful,
sequels? If you follow the storyline, it would be that when Luke creates a new temple to train new Jedi and starts that, and then the Knights of Ren, which was the new bad guy from the latest three, he comes in and destroys. Like Anakin did, destroys the temple and kills everyone in it. So what is it?
It's not in the movies though.
Well, that's they have flashbacks to it in The Last Jedi to where the Knights of Ren come in and do the same thing to the temple that Anakin done. So as soon as that happened in season 2, when they showed Luke and they showed him take Grogu away, everyone's like, wow, what happens next in the storyline is that all the rest of the Jedi are killed off. So Grogu's ultimate he's kind of put, you know, on a track to certain death. But
okay,
maybe they'll retcon it and destroy all that horrible shit. You never know.
Yeah. I don't understand the timeline. I'm confused.
Yeah, you guys just solved it for me. But the timeline of all this, the Boba Fett and the Mandalorian, that's all after the Empire was defeated. And
right.
Right. The Book of Boba Fett goes, it's current time, which is Mandalorian time on the TV shows.
Right.
And then it flashes back to when he was getting out of the Sarlacc pit. All that was going on as they were on Endor and destroying the end of Return of the Jedi. So
that makes sense. But then Luke's, what were you saying that it was referenced in Return of the Jedi? The Knights of Ren?
No, the Knights of Ren was in the last
Jedi.
Yeah, the Last Jedi, which is the third
of the new Star Wars.
That's where I was confused.
Yeah.
I like to keep my head in the sand about any new Star Wars, like even the ones.
They regurgitate the storylines. I mean, the storylines from the original three, they pretty much, for the new three, they just, you know, change the characters, but they still have the same things happen to them. So in that thought, you know, they're going to destroy all the Jedi, and it'll be just because by the time the new three happen, the only one that's left is Luke on the island by himself,
just being a dick.
Yeah, until he throws his
just thing drinking
away.
Blue milk.
Yeah,
women and the children. I killed them.
Ew. Oh.
What?
They called them younglings, so they didn't have to say killed children.
The younglings. Killed the younglings, he did. All right. So that's a thumbs up from all of us. I hope you're enjoying all these Star Wars things, because someday Disney's going to stop making them.
Please make that day today.
They'll never stop. Spirit of terrible sequels, and I think probably the worst and most unnecessary franchise sequel since The Force Awakens, The Matrix Resurrection. Did everybody watch it?
Yes.
I watched the review of it.
Okay, good, because that's all you're going to need.
Okay.
my question is, why was this movie made? I don't understand it at all.
For funsies.
One of my favorite reviewers out there on YouTube is Critical Drinker. I guess he's Scottish, or he's a guy just doing a Scottish accent. I haven't really dove deep into him, but he talks like this, and he's like, why is it garbage? This is garbage. And he has insulting names. He called the girl in The Matrix Resurrection with purple hair. He called her women's studies graduate. And for some reason, they're just telling the same movie. And here she is again.
She gave up her spot in the Marvel universe to go and do that movie.
Really? What a mistake. What a terrible, terrible mistake.
But now, isn't the point of the movie to be like a mirror, or like a tongue-in-cheek version of The Matrix or something?
There's a lot going on in this. First off, I want Dustin to retell his theory. You had a theory from our last show, and I want you to restate it.
Okay, I think that it's very similar. Well, my original statement was, I like this movie a lot the first time when it was called Wes Craven's New Nightmare.
Okay.
Because Wes Craven's New Nightmare follows the same storyline, a character being brought from a fictional world into the real world. Because you remember in that movie, they're making a new Freddy movie in Hollywood. And so they bring back both Freddy and Nancy, who were both dead in the films, to create this new one. And in doing so, it brings Freddy back to reality. The first half of The Matrix Resurrection is that plot. I mean, they use the Matrix is, this new Matrix is a real world where The Matrix was a video game 10 years ago or 20 years ago.
20. Yeah.
And Keanu Reeves' character made it. And so you know, it's a way to keep him contained in his own part of the Matrix so that he can't do anything. He just thinks that he's everything he dreams about and everything that he takes those blue pills for just keeps him dormant so that he can't, you know, arise again. They have the weird part at the end where it's not about the one anymore. It's about the two.
Right.
It's about love. It's about, you know, love can break all bonds, and
it's still the one, but in order to be the one, you need two.
Yeah. To be one. And I was reading up on the Wachowskis. The first Matrix movie and this new Matrix movie were both their telling of what it was like to be a trans person wanting to change over.
Really?
That was the metaphor.
Okay. I don't see how that's possible, but you know, you can't argue with the filmmaker. They'll tell it, you know.
Right. Exactly.
But I don't see that. I don't understand it at all. I mean,
I wonder if you want to go back and watch it from that point of view, like the first Matrix is included in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was
interesting
because when they made the first Matrix, they were men at that point.
Pre-trans,
anything. And then through the process of making all these movies, they both, you know, had trans, you know, became trans, went whatever, they completed the circuit. And, you know, so at this point, they're telling it from the other side, you know, now that they're through it.
The characters that they brought back from the original in this movie, like Niobe, nobody cared about Niobe in the original trilogy. So she's like the main character. She's the old lady running the city.
Now, she was bigger in the side stories, like the Animatrix.
Right.
The cartoon version they did, plus the video game. She was big.
You really have to go out of your way to find it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't do anything with Hugo Weaving. I don't know why they had. I don't understand why they.
He was supposed to be Agent Smith, but he had something else going on.
But they could, even though he's way older now, they could have done the whole, you know, CGI thing and had him voice it at least. I don't understand.
Reused his vocal track from the movies.
And the same with Lawrence Fishburne. I don't understand why they had to change him.
Well, for him, his character was an amalgam of, like, when Keanu or Neo creates that character in the game, he used Morpheus from his to create him and Agent Smith and combine those two characters to create the character of the new Morpheus, the young Morpheus.
I see.
And so that's why he had the knowledge that he had and was able to guide him through.
So the war that came to an end in the third Matrix movie, they allowed the humans to continue to live in their own city, working with some of the robots or some of the sentient beings. But then there's still this world where the robots that run the Matrix or whatever they are, they fuel everything off of just Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss, right? Their love for each other fuels their entire existence.
Well, no, they still had the Matrix body farms. That was the thing. Basically the computers reneged on their deal. They decided not, you know, and so they were still keeping people trapped. That's why there were still all these people that were in the farms now. The reason they kept Carrie Moss and Keanu separate was because they knew that if they ever got out again, combining, you know, they knew what would happen if they got together. Cause if they, you know, like they touched each other and sparks flew, you know, in the movie, literally.
Then they would unite to beat up Doogie Howser.
Knock his jaw off.
Sweet Doog.
Yeah. That was crazy that he was the architect. I really don't understand. Jeff, you haven't weighed in. What did you think?
I thought it was okay. I didn't like get so deep into it. I just thought it was entertaining.
Yeah, it was mildly entertaining. I like Keanu Reeves. I didn't think Carrie Ann Moss's character was, I didn't think Trinity was anything special in this movie at all.
Oh, cool to see them together again, though.
I love that her husband's name was Chad. There are a lot of subtle digs at internet culture in this movie, and not just like we're taking the red pill back from the right wing Nazis or whatever, because none of that was true. But there was a lot of digs at the internet culture that's changed since 2000. So I enjoyed that a little bit.
The big push was against reboots. That was the whole thing. It was kind of like
see, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah,
Yeah, they're
because
they're
making fun of they're it. They themselves are doing a reboot, basically, right?
Yeah, they tried to be as meta as they possibly could.
Yeah, and that's cool. I like that idea.
Were both of them involved, or was it just Lily?
No, it was just her. Yeah, it was just her. The other sister, brother, whatever, wasn't it?
Sister.
don't
watch out.
Sibling.
Don't get J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
I'm going to get riled up.
Okay, so that's the Matrix. If you like the Matrix, the original movie, the trilogy, the entire thing, and you feel like you can't, skip this, then it's worth seeing. And it's not particularly a good action movie. Keanu Reeves doesn't have the moves he had when he was in his early 30s, and neither does she.
And so, they didn't have a new thing either. Like, they made fun of bullet time as a plot point.
Right.
But they didn't have anything to replace it with, really.
No. And
except for the god-awful, what was that? The board meeting with all those hipster dipshits talking about it. That was the part where I was like, I almost want to turn it off.
But you can get by. You can watch it if you enjoy the original. I mean, still the original, the first movie is still really, really good and worth watching every now and then. I can go back and watch it. The sequels are terrible. I mean,
where would you rank this? Number two? No, number three.
Yeah, no, I would put it.
The third one would be fourth.
I would put it at number two, and then the number two and number three will be number three and number four in ranking. If that makes any sense.
1, 4, 2, 3. Yeah.
Yeah. 1, 4, 2, 3. Yeah. Sorry, I'm a little tired and logy. So in 2022, there are sequels all over the place. Every month has sequels coming out, and we're kicking it off right away. January 14th, Scream, which I believe is a soft reboot with the original.
Yeah, because there were already sequels to Scream.
Right, a ton of them.
Like six of them, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So this one's just called Scream, and I haven't seen the trailer or anything.
Is Drew Barrymore going to make an appearance?
Drew, are you going to be in the movie?
Oh, I really hope that I'm in the movie this year. Because I think it's going to be really interesting.
Mm-hmm. You hope you get killed?
Well, this time I think I'm going to make a different type of popcorn, because a lot of people, children these days, I have a lot of children myself, and they don't understand what Jiffy Pop is.
You can get it at Ace Hardware.
What is that?
You can get everything at Ace Hardware that you can't get.
Isn't it weird?
Yeah. Josie Grossi gets killed in the first 5 minutes.
Josie Grossi.
So I guess it's going to have the original cast in it, right? So
some of them.
Yeah.
No, Doug Brown.
What's the guy? Oh, that he's kind of hot, and he was in the Craft.
Oh, Skeet Ulrich.
Yeah, Skeet.
Maybe he'll be in it.
God, I hope so. He was so hot.
No one hopes he's in it more than him, I can guarantee you.
Skeet Ulrich.
Ulrich.
Yes. That's one I'll probably see. I don't know. A lot of these will probably be streaming, since we're never going to get out of COVID. So,
yeah. Are all movies that are released in theaters basically also released on
not
some
all of them.
Platform?
Spider-Man hasn't been. That's why I haven't seen it.
It takes 45 days. They put them in the theater, and then 45 days later, they'll go on or video on demand.
Just enough time for enough spoilers to get out and ruin it for you before it gets on there. Oh, man. You know what? I just saw something. Skeet Ulrich.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know why he named himself Skeet Ulrich?
Why?
Because his real name is Brian Ray Trout.
That's better than Skeet. I'd rather be Brian Trout. Skeet.
Brian Trout is a bad name, though.
Yeah.
But he could have kept Brian and been like Brian, Brian Blaze.
Brian Blaze. That's better than Skeet Ulrich. Yeah, I'm Skeet. Look at me. I'm Skeet everywhere. Me and Matthew Trout.
Yeah. I forgot about him, too.
I like Matthew Lillard.
Me, too. He does such a great Shaggy. Uh-huh. He was born to be Shaggy.
Well, they're in it.
Like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
So weird.
Parents are gonna be so mad at me.
My parents are gonna be mad at me.
My mom and dad are gonna be so mad.
Well,
that was a huge part of my childhood, that movie.
What, the Scream movie or the Shaggy movie?
Scream. No, Scream.
God, Jeff and I saw it when it came out in the theater. That's 25 years ago.
Yeah, when did it come out, the original?
98, right? Or 97?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think 97.
I was born in 82, so you did.
96.
All right, moving along from Scream. February, we have a couple. We have Jackass Forever, which comes out on February 4th. I saw the trailer for this. It looks good, although there's no Bam Margera.
Well, they're fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got mental problems.
He's got mental problems.
He's got substance.
Good day to you, Bam. What, Jeff?
He's got substance issues or alcohol issues. So.
But his argument is that, like, everybody rallied around Steve-O, right. You know, and no one is, they're just, like, dropping him.
But Steve-O, like, is in recovery and is sober now, so.
And wants to get help. Yeah.
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 I love Steve-O.
Really? I saw him do stand-up comedy and I laughed. It was so bad.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying that he's
good. It was when he was first starting out. He's better now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even care about that. I just like him. Like I like him like I like Andy Dick. There are some addicts that just have this like magic about them. And mm-hmm. I feel like Steve-O is one of them and Andy Dick is one of them. Probably even like Robert Downey Jr. Now he's sober, but probably he's like a magic person, you know.
He's been sober for a long time.
Right. But I just mean like that just have something. I don't know.
He was kind of bizarre. I mean, you wouldn't want to have been hanging around with him during the back to school days.
Well, just like you don't want to be around Andy Dick when he's in his like weird, like gender bending, bisexual, whatever he does. He's a wild person. His music was really good, though. Have you ever heard his music?
No, I did not know.
With him, he had a band called like Andy Dick and the Bitches of the Century. And, yeah, and some of the musicians, they don't talk about it, but they were from like Fits in the Tantrum.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they became Fits in the Tantrum. They're really awesome.
That's cool. I did not know that.
Yeah, I'll send you something.
Please do. So Jackass Forever, it's Jackass. So if you like Jackass, you're probably going to like Jackass Forever. And I'm sure
if you love watching Johnny Knoxville just laugh at other people hurting.
I'm getting hurt.
Yeah, that's all he does. Just laugh at his ass off at people.
They're rounding up young kids though to do these stunts now, and the regular Jackass people are just like
they kind of have to.
They're running out of body parts to replace.
Yeah,
for real.
But I don't. There's been people that love Jackass, and there's been people who hate it. There's no in between. I've always loved it. I think it's funny.
Yeah, me too.
It's the piss snow cone is probably the grossest thing I've ever seen, and it still makes me laugh. So
the shit funnel was pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't know, but you can avoid the shit funnel.
Ooh, getting blasted up in the air or whatever, and that porta potty was really gross.
Or they shaved off their pubic hairs and they put it on
a beard.
Yeah, didn't they pour bees in the car?
Yeah, we could just be making
bees making shit up at this point.
Yeah, like didn't somebody shove a traffic cone up his ass? Yeah, probably.
Also in February, which is one I probably won't see, it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre. There's no 1 or 2 or 3 or 10 attached to it. It comes out on February 18th. I'm calling that a bad reboot.
Yeah, after the Alexandria Daddario reboot, there's really no need for another one.
No, you don't need anything. You know, she should be in everything. You know, she's such a great actress and really a good actress with good acting ability.
Yeah, episode 2 of True Detective.
Yeah.
Or episode 1.
Episode 1 of what?
Episode 1 or 2 early in the first True Detective.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, Woody Harrelson.
There you go. We're back to Woody.
Back to Woody. She gave old Woody a Woody. See, I'm going to keep working on it. It's not, I know it doesn't sound like him at all, but I'll keep working on it.
No, it's not at all.
Well, it's, you know, it kind of getting that same torrid time thing, but you got to get out of your head, Tim, and not worry about it. In March, on March 18th, this is big news for Jeff. Downton Abbey, A New Era. What is it, set in the 20s? The
2020s? Yeah.
A New Era, Space Age, Downton Abbey.
In that floor.
Right this way.
Abbey Space Station.
I don't know anything about Downtown Abbey.
You should though. It's if you ever gave it a serious chance, you'd be into it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like I'm gonna sit and binge 17 seasons of the show. How many seasons is it? 4, 5? I've seen a couple episodes. I know that it's a well-acted show, and I know that I probably would like it, but it's one of those things where it's been so many years that I couldn't possibly catch up.
Yes, you absolutely could.
You could.
Well, what? Like, I just...
You just don't want to. That's fine. Yeah.
Well, don't shame me just because
I'm not. I'm just saying.
You would be into it, though, because you like that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, that period.
That's true.
It's 6 seasons, 54 episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's totally doable. How many seasons of Breaking Bad are there?
8.
All right. How many seasons of Sopranos are there?
11, right? Oh.
All right, then,
well,
Tim.
So. 7. Well, I just started The Sopranos again, so maybe.
Yeah, see, I was the same way. I had kind of like I'd run out of things, and I was rewatching like Jersey Shore and like trying to get back into stuff I'd already seen, but I felt so sad because I had already seen everything, and I like it had been too recently that I had rewatched those seasons again and again. So I started 90 Day Fiance the other way, and it is everything to me. I am loving it.
I watched Resident Alien in 4 days.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Oh, I loved it. Are you kidding? Yeah. What a great fucking show that was.
He's a great actor.
Yeah, he's fantastic. The whole show, though, good writing. That reality show sounds good, though. Maybe I'll watch that after I finish
90 Day Fiance.
After I finish The Sopranos. I just finished the book, Talking Sopranos, the book. The podcast is finished now. I miss it. I'm like, I better go back and watch it in case I forget anything.
Just in case. But man, 90 Day, yeah. I haven't started just straight up 90 Day Fiance, but this one is where they, the American is going over to the other country to meet the person for the first time. And then I guess they'll see whether they bring them back to the United States and then start the 90 day process of getting married or whatever. But man, it is something else to see some of like the desperation, some of the weird, like father figure stuff that goes on. Like, oh, this person is so poor and helpless. I'm the only one that can save them, but I'm a loser, you know. But it's like, this person feels like I'm a winner because I'm a man. Like, they think they have money and then they don't. And
catfishing and everything else.
Yeah, so far there hasn't been a ton of catfishing. The one from the episodes I've seen,
the one guy that keeps going but never, it's like flown to Russia like 6 times and she keeps blowing him off like every time.
Is that Caesar?
Yeah.
He's the black guy that's like
a little off. Yeah.
A little off. But yeah, it's just so interesting, especially to think about some men who are totally fine being alone, have like no real interest in getting married. And then there's a guy who's like traveling to Brazil with an engagement ring, just like, yeah, you know, if things go well, like, oh man, I gotta make her love me, you know, because I gotta ask her to marry. Why? Why are you so like, just meet her, just go.
I want her.
It's weird.
My wife just got addicted to Southern Charm, and I can tell why. I watched a couple episodes with them. Like, I could fall into this show easily.
Yeah, Southern Charm is also
8 fucking seasons.
What? Yeah, it gets a little like, it's easy to fall off. Like the first 4 or 5 seasons are gold, but those seasons get dark. They get real dark because children start being involved, rape allegations, like beating, like, you know, like all kind. It's insane. And also like the way that you can go, like you can support one character for 1 minute and then you see them be insane and you're like, wait, I can't be against you, because if I'm against you, that means I'm for that person and that person's also a monster. Like, it's a ride. It's a fun ride to go on.
I just want some of their bourbon. All right, moving on to more movies.
From Kentucky bourbon.
Let's see. In April, on April 15th, which is tax day, Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore. What are those secrets? He's
not wearing anything under that robe.
Ooh, he likes that's sucking wands. Yes, that's one of the secrets. He likes sucking wands. He's
there's a wand, a special wand under here for you.
Hey. I don't have no nose for a reason.
Where would the train take me? On? On?
my nostril hole.
Potter. Elder one, Potter.
Mr. Potter. Focus.
Are you being Snape?
Occlumency. Mr. Potter. Oh, just like your father.
Do it like daddy.
That reunion special was really good. You should watch it if you didn't.
Oh, I heard it was good.
I heard they used they used a picture of some other little girl.
Yeah, they used a picture of Emma Roberts instead of Emma Watson. But it was a baby picture, so. Yeah.
And they look identical, too, anyway.
Yeah. Did you guys what John Stewart said today?
What?
Yeah, I saw that.
He was on a podcast last week or something, and they were joking around about how the goblins in the Harry Potter, the bankers and
everything. Oh, yeah.
Gringotts,
Yeah, they're following a trope that, you know, that they're Jewish, you know, or whatever they're supposed to be. And, you know, it's an old anti-Semitic trope. It's so old that people don't even realize they're doing it. And he wasn't specifically saying that J.K. Rowling is this anti-Semite. So Newsweek's headline this morning was John Stewart calls J.K. Rowling an anti-Semite. Aww. And he went on some other show and he's like, no, I didn't say that. And he wound up, what was his quote? I think he said he told Newsweek to eat his ass.
Yeah. That's the proper response. None of this pussyfooting around, taking a picture of yourself, writing a letter. Fucking say, eat my ass.
Yeah. He's right, though. I mean, it's a trope, but that's a trope that people do automatically without even thinking about it. It's, you know, like the shopkeeper, the junk man in the Phantom.
No, you cannot. I'm a Jew. You're a trickster. No other place will have a butt like this. I think maybe we gamble. This is the yarmulke that I'm wearing, and these are he even has pears.
Because it's the high holidays, I will give you a discount.
Maybe, maybe I get Tony Soprano to get for my nephew.
What is the wig?
Gabagoo.
I have gabagoo.
Was that in response to Pabst Blue Ribbon's Twitter, though?
What are you talking about?
Like, somebody that worked for Pabst Blue Ribbon Twitter posted a bunch of eat my ass tweets for like all day on New Year's Day or something.
Well, gosh, I don't know about that.
they had to jump on and be like,
hey, we didn't do that.
Pabst Blue Ribbon does not stand by these. That person is being dealt with internally.
You want some serious, like, red pilling, follow Steakums. They will fucking drop dope on you. They are busting science all day long. All right, moving on. I haven't seen any of the Fantastic Beast movies. I love all the original Harry Potter.
Yeah, they're decent.
I kind of feel like, can we get over Harry Potter now?
Yeah.
I would rather see Harry Potter grown up and the kids doing shit than, you know, Dumbledore looking for a dick. Well, he and Grindelwald are banging, right?
Oh, they are.
Dumbledick, yeah.
Yeah, Dumbledore and Grindelwald were in love.
Dumbledick.
All right, moving on.
It's long and bumpy.
Yes, and then Snape won it. Snape. I can't even say what I want to say. I'm not about
the page.
Not Snape. I'm talking, actually, not Snape. I'm talking about Tom Riddle.
Oh.
All those weird cuts was...
so okay. Weird.
Moving along, May 6th, here's one that I think everybody will be happy to see. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, directed by Sam Raimi. So that'll be awesome, I'm sure. It'll be great. Then later on in May, May is a big month for these sequels. You have a movie I didn't know anybody was looking forward to, Legally Blonde 3.
Ew, stop with the Legally Blonde.
Mindy Kaling is a co-writer.
Oh, fuck you, Mindy Kaling.
But hey, let her get some money. I had no idea that they were making this. I have no interest in it.
I have no interest in Mindy Kaling. I don't know. I think she just has a really great publicist.
She was a very funny stand-up comedian.
Well, she's boring and annoying.
She's a good writer.
Yeah.
No, I'm in the wrong right. I love her. She's great.
Yeah, you don't have to
love my favorite. She wrote all of my favorite episodes of The Office. Like the injury.
That's fine. Go do that. Go be a writer and get out of my face. I don't think you're a good actress. I think you're boring to look at. I don't like you.
Moving on.
It's the same with Rashida Jones.
She's beautiful to look at.
I love her in those commercials.
Oh, where she's like, oh, I'm sneaking out of the house. Don't tell anybody. She's such a great actress. Wow.
Hey, give her a break. Her mom is dead.
Her dad's Quincy Jones.
What?
Her dad's Quincy Jones.
Her dad is. Oh, well, then I guess I love her.
Her mom was in Twin Peaks.
Loving you. Oh, wait, no, that's Maya Rudolph.
That's Minnie Riperton.
My bad.
She's been dead a very long time.
Do-do-do-do-do.
You know, in the long version of that song that's on the LP at the end, she goes, Maya, Maya, Maya.
Oh, because it's her daughter. Maya.
Okay. John Wick, Chapter 4 comes out on May 20th also. This will give me time to watch Chapters 1 through 3.
They're good movies, but if you like crazy action movies.
Yeah, I don't know why I wouldn't like them. I like Keanu Reeves.
Where anything that happens to him physically is shaken off within 5 seconds, yeah. No matter what.
So
he gets fucking head ripped off, and then he's like fine 5 seconds later.
Well, so they introduced bulletproof fabric. That was when I was, his suit's made out of bulletproof fabric. I was like, okay. Nice.
Top Gun Maverick comes out on May 26th.
Yeah.
So ew.
Okay. So Tom Cruise really did it. Yeah.
Yeah. Highway to the Danger Zone. Yeah. Another one that I have no interest in. Jurassic World Domination. Even though Sam Neill and Laura Dern are in it. That comes out.
Domination?
Yeah. Dominion. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, but they're like,
over here. I'm Velociraptor.
S&M.
Yeah.
To be fair, Sam Neill and Laura Dern were both in Jurassic Park 3 and it sucked.
Yes.
So
most of the sequels have sucked. In fact, all of them have. The first Jurassic Park.
This year, T-Rex dominates more than the Jurassic period.
Yeah.
It wasn't for those little arms.
He'd piss all over your face.
Yes. He has to wear a chastity lock on his little T-Rex pecker.
That's right. I can't reach my tiny little T-Rex dick.
Girl. All right. Moving along to moving along to July, Thor Love and Thunder plus Taika Waititi minus Girl Thor, Lady Thor.
Once they're going through the comics, they at least, you know, get it out of the way.
Yeah, Lady Thor, but it's going to be Princess Amidala.
Yeah,
right.
She's why nobody's seen her. She's been like Linda Hamilton jacking herself up for T2 for the last year and a half.
Linda Hamilton, really good in Resident Alien.
But wait, so what's her name is going to be in this?
Natalie Portman.
She's going to be Natalie Portman.
Mm-hmm. Is Thor. Yes.
Yeah.
Also, great actress. Wow. just great.
Annie, it's only because I love you.
Yeah. I'm a senator.
Yeah. Senator.
I'm a senator.
And worms try to kill me. Caterpillar.
I wouldn't be alive. She doesn't like me watching her.
I don't think she liked me watching her.
Yeah, no creep. Shit, Anakin. You're a fucking creep.
Mission Impossible 7 comes out on September 30th. I guess there's no sequels coming out in August. We get a break. Mission Impossible 7. I don't know about that.
They've already filmed Mission Impossible 8.
Yes. Halloween Ends, which I have labeled baloney because I don't believe they'll stop making them. That comes out on the night before Halloween. Black Panther Wakanda Forever comes out on the 11th of November.
I never saw Black Panther.
I didn't either.
Yeah, people love it.
You should, or else you're racist.
I forgot that I'm racist. That's why I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
I'm racist. That's what it was.
Damn, I haven't seen... I
thought it was just that I don't love superhero movies, but it turns out it's
everyone has to see Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
If they can get it finished, they keep booting castmates out for not getting vaccinated.
Yeah, so that's a soft release date. I don't know if that one's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
That sucks.
Seeing that the Black Panther you're going to have as the main character is fixing to get booted for not vaccinating.
Maybe if they'd stop hiring all those Trump-loving actors to be in it. Rocky 9 comes out on the 23rd.
Rocky Nine.
Creed
3. I haven't seen any of the Creed movies.
First one's good.
Yeah, I haven't seen the other one, but the first one's good. And yeah, it is Rocky 9, though.
Mm-hmm. The second one I saw about half of, it's got Dolph Lundgren. Although back in it with his son. Yeah.
I will break you.
I must break you. You know,
he dies. He dies.
He dies. If Apollo Creed had a kid, wouldn't that kid be like 50?
He was conceived like the night of the fight.
Like right as he was, right as Drago was killing him, his wife jerked him off and got the
sperm met egg.
Avatar 2 comes out on the 16th of December.
Always feel like those are like those aren't real. I mean, there's always talk of Avatar sequels coming out.
It's making eight of them, right?
Culture carrot that just keeps getting dangled in front of everyone.
Yeah. Because even like the year after Avatar was released, it was like on IMDb, it was like up to Avatar 12 was in the works. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
He's already filmed 2, 3, and 4. Damn. So he's filmed all three movies already, and all three are in post-production.
Let's come up with the things from the beautiful planet that they're gonna steal from the planet, you know, like the unobtainium, right, like the hard to getium.
they're gonna take the we need this to breathium.
Yeah. Your civilization is dummium.
This is our foodium.
Unobtainium, get the fuck out of here.
I'm an angry white man in a tank.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kill him
and grill him or whatever.
Yeah, kill him and grill him, these damn space smurf Indians.
Space Indians.
Dances with Smurfs. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. Okay. Oh, that comes out. I like the DC universe, but I hear they're gonna fuck it up. So and then Knives Out 2 to be announced. Daniel Craig will return as Detective Benoit Blanc.
Benoit Balls.
Mystery to solve, the mystery of the Benoit balls, the mystery of-
how far deep did they go,
mystery of Chris Benoit's balls. too soon. All right, so that's your that's all your sequels coming out in 2022. Yay. Take a little break here and we'll come back with our staff picks and views or snooze. My staff pick this week. Well, you can find. You have time. You can go last, idiot.
I'm not prepared.
There's an audiobook that came out in October that was suggested to me by Audible because I just finished Talking Sopranos, which I got the audiobook of because I didn't want to mess up my hardback book of Woke Up This Morning because it is the signed first edition. See, with Michael Imperioli and Steve Sirippa.
Wow.
This morning got some gabagoo.
I know. Never again will I ever not hear that.
Every morning get different kinds of gabagoo.
Different kinds of gabagoo. Gabagoo. But anyway, this book is called...
When you read the book, do you have to...
What do I what? You coke?
When you read the book, because of Gandolfini is constant nose breathing.
Oh, God, yeah. Why, have you listened to that podcast?
No, I'm just because rewatching the season. You're like, oh, yeah, Jesus, yeah. He's doing a lot of nose work.
No, but you realize listening to the podcast that he's kind of an elitist.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, and Steve Sharip is more like a regular dude. But anyway, the name of the book is Leave the Gun, Take the Cannoli, the epic story of the making of The Godfather by Mark Seal. And it starts off with a little bit about Robert Evans, you know, the kid who stays in the picture and all the people who were involved in the making of the movie. And there's some interesting stories in there about, you know, early Hollywood people or late Hollywood people. And that's my staff pick.
Cool. Let us know how it is.
I will.
My staff pick is also something that came out last year. It's a podcast on the Wondery Network called The Operator. It's about like the golden age of phone sex hotlines.
I listened to the first episode.
I'm gonna listen to all of them. I think all the episodes are out now.
Those 900 numbers and all that
All the heyday of remember all the
commercials.
Commercials and the ads and everything.
I'm just sitting at home so lonely
in front of a fireplace.
Do you remember that famous love line call where she was a phone sex operator and she was calling for some other reason, I think. And oh no, she was calling because she wants to keep them on the phone longer or shorter or something. And so she was asking for advice. And
yeah, if you get paid by the minute, you want to keep them on longer.
Okay, yeah. But sometimes, like, I don't know whether it's like they want them on shorter so they can go with the next person or I don't know. But anyway, the point was that they found out that she didn't know what the Holocaust was. And so they had her on the phone and they said, they said, just work in, we're going to pretend that we're a caller and you just work in the Holocaust somehow. And she's like, hello. I'm like, hey, you know, like, what are you doing? What are you wearing? I'm just wearing a t-shirt and panties. I'm just laying on the couch thinking about the Holocaust.
Who goaded her into that? Adam Carolla?
Yeah, it was Adam and Drew.
Oh my God.
I'll send you that too. I'll send you that link. It's hilarious.
Oh God, that's fun. Go ahead, Dustin.
My staff pick is a Russian film. Came out yesterday on VOD. It'll be on Shudder on the 12th. Mm-hmm. It's called Super Deep. And do you remember in the 80s there was a Russian crew that did that borehole that went like 7 miles down, and they got all those sounds of screams and everything at the bottom when they ran the microphone down there, and it freaked everybody out. This is a movie based on that, where a research team basically they're able to drill down to that point, and they send a team down to find out what the noises were.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be like the Russian version of The Thing. And so it looks pretty cool. I'm excited to see it.
Yeah, cool. Let us know how that is. I don't have Shudder though. I'd have to find it somewhere.
I've got it for the rest of the month, and then I'm gonna get them all in.
You got one on?
Yeah, I watched The Alpinist on Netflix. It's a documentary about this free climber and his adventures, and it was really interesting. I didn't think that I would be interested in anything about climbing, because who gives a shit? But he was it was cool, you know. And he was this person that, you know, everybody, like, he had a big personality, and he was kind of like an introvert, and he was weird, but I don't know, it's just cool. You should watch it.
What's it called again?
The Alpinist.
The Alpinist. Oh, I get it.
It's a good hour and a half, simple. Yeah. Nice little chunk, and then it turned into, for me, after the movie, like, I started, you know, Googling
climbing stuff. You started climbing all over the place.
Yeah, I just started climbing everything. Just climbing up the walls,
watching
the side of my house.
Yeah,
no, I was actually looking up, like, all those dead people on Everest.
Is Alex Honnold. Yeah, he's the guy that was on Rogan. He has like these giant hands because his hands get all calloused from the free climbing, so his hands look like they're disfigured. They look like they're three times as big as anyone else.
Because they have to have really strong grip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jump with those.
I thought, if I'm not, well, I may be wrong, but I thought that he had died since then. I thought he fell.
Alex?
In the last, like, a year ago. Yeah. Maybe wrong. Let me look. I'm going to see, because nope, he's still around.
All right.
He ain't dead.
He's good. Just rub some dirt on it. Get back in there. All right.
Views, views, views.
Or.
I can snooze.
News.
Number one is Euphoria season 2 starts Sunday.
Oh, snooze.
Euphoria was so good.
Yeah, I'll views that one.
Yeah, I'm views
the first season.
I just don't watch stuff like that. I don't know why.
There's a reason that they watch it.
Oh, is there titties?
And.
Yeah. Oh, nudity.
Yeah,
narwhals.
Nude.
Narwhals. Naked narwhals.
Naked narwhals.
Number 2, I think we'll all views. The Righteous Gemstone season 2 starts on Sunday.
Sweet. Nice. No, not on Sunday. It starts in February.
I thought it starts this Sunday.
Oh, no, you put 2-9 there. Maybe you meant 1-9.
1-9, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to views that.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Did you watch that, Autumn?
I have not watched that.
You would like it.
It has so many people in it that I like.
It's funny as shit.
Yeah, I should watch it.
Yeah,
there's lots of funny shows that I just like can't plug into for some reason. You know, like I watched
it pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I started watching Letterkenny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I couldn't, I just can't keep watching it. I think because you have to pay a lot of attention to it.
I kept trying to get Greg to watch I Think You Should Leave.
God, I love I Think You Should Leave. Yeah. God, what a weird thing.
Yeah, that's what makes it great. Yeah. That's what makes it great. Like that, I think I sent you that gif earlier to there, Jeff, whatever the fuck it is. I put my dad in Jib Jab videos so he's alive again.
I saw that. I didn't know what that was from.
That's a
I was very confused.
That's an instructional video for what's the name of that? The Claire's Boutique. It's the instructional video on how to do the
I didn't watch all of the episodes.
Oh my god, it's so fun. It's like adults. Yeah, my wife, she wants to have sex with other men. Anyway, go ahead, Jeff. One more.
And the last one's called Pivoting. It's a new Fox sitcom starring Eliza Coop, Maggie Q, and Jennifer Goodwin. I don't know anything about it, but I like Eliza Coop, so I'll probably use it.
Pivoting. Mm-hmm. Is it later in a career changing some life or something?
Single camera comedy about how these ladies deal with death and all the crazy things that happen in between life, death, and all the crazy things that happen in between. Set in a small middle class town in Long Island, follows three women and close knit childhood friends.
That's a bad description to say life and death and everything in between. Isn't that everything?
It's just life. Yeah.
Yeah. Dealing with life.
I'm going to assume.
It's probably his news, but I like Eliza Coop, so I'll give her a chance.
Well, follow up with this and let us know.
Yeah.
I'll snooze.
I'm going to snooze.
I'm going to keep watching 90 Day Fiancé the other way.
You guys, please do that. I'm going to.
And Kit Boga.
What's the matter? Your boat show's not on anymore?
I'm kind of done with those reality shows. I'm looking. That's why this 90 Day Fiancé thing feels more authentic. Like, even though. You know, there are some situations that are cooked up by the producers, obviously, but their reactions to things, I think, are genuine, you know, and some of the real concerns and I guess the repercussions of decisions that they've made are real, you know, and some of them stay together, you know, so it is not all of them are disasters. So it's just, I don't know. I think it's a little bit more authentic and I'm enjoying it.
But you don't like the actual 90 Day Fiancé show.
I haven't started that yet. For some reason, I started the other way. Ooh, but I am like loving in a hate-filled way the Sex and the City reboot. And just like that. Ooh, did you guys ever watch Sex and the City?
I watched the regular series. I haven't watched the new one. The modern day Golden Girls.
Yeah. Mario Cantone was on an episode, right?
Yeah,
he's great. He's doing a great job.
Yeah, he's funny as shit.
The thing is with this reboot or whatever it is.
I don't like all the wokeism in it.
Well, that's it's more than that. It's more than that part of that is just a tiny brick in the shit show of a wall that they've created. What am I trying to say? They've built a wall of shit and that's just one aspect of the wall. It's like one little brick of the wall because it is so crazy when you have known these women for so long and they start betraying every character, piece of personality that they have of themselves. Like, it's infuriating. Like, Carrie doesn't like shoes
anymore.
Of course she Sarah Jessica Parker has like arranged this whole thing to make sure that like she is still the most sort of grounded, at least from her original character in the show. Everybody else is an idiot all of a sudden around Black people or an idiot around a trans person, even though they've been living in New York City, right, dealing with all types of people all the time. All of a sudden, they're like, oh, I don't know, because you're Black. It's horrible, but it's great. Like, I'm loving it.
Isn't Miranda's kid a slut?
Miranda's child, right?
Yeah, he's banging.
His whole thing is that he's having sex constantly. We're watching I'm sure the actor's not a child, I guess. I don't know how old that person is, but the character is a child and we're supposed to be like, yeah, keep fucking, just like, keep hearing him have sex.
Do that Bobby Hill line about, I'm worried I might be a slut.
Sometimes I'm worried I'm a slut.
Speaking of that,
I forget what the real phrase is. What is the real one?
I forget what exactly it is. The mom asked me if he knows what sex is, and he's like,
sometimes he's worried about being a slut.
You know that Mike Judge drew pictures of Beavis and Butthead all grown up, and that's how they're going to look in the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He kind of did a South Park thing. Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to be the entire thing, but it'll be cool to see him that way. Because
worried about being a slut.
That's line. But yeah, so Beavis and Butthead comes out. I didn't see when, but that would have been on the sequel. All right, guys, we got to go. Autumn will talk to you in 2 weeks.
Okay. Sorry if I took over. I'm kind of punchy and excited.
Oh, we like having you.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Don't be ridiculous. We will talk to you in 2 weeks, and we'll talk to the rest of you guys in 1 week. So until that time, please remember to keep it.